Good morning. Good morning, sir. I'm so excited to be here today. Not because of my favorite church, but the God is working here. The Maha works. It's amazing work God is going to bring to our Nepalis. And through this, I think God is going to make known also His work in the whole world. I just believe that. And I have also a group of our Nepali brothers and sisters are here. Actually, they think the church is here, but we're supposed to meet here. We used to meet actually here, and just cross the, Jalan Maranti, because they live way down there. So why don't we meet over there? So Satsang Mitra. So every Sunday they meet there. And so today they are here. And so it's kind of celebration. I feel like we are celebrating, And so they have one song. Actually, I want to invite Anil, our leader. They will sing a song just to celebrate our Lord, who God is among us. And so I want to invite Anil. Anil, bhai, what is up? And Chit is our bind point. He's taking care of the bind point, Sangati. Chit will also share testimony. Then I will share a little bit of God's word today. So that's why I'm excited. So please come. So, yeah. So, okay. So also, Sapna, Sister Sapna will help me for translation. Is Sapna sister here? Oh, yes, she's there. Okay, she's here. So maybe I will ask Chet to share first because they are preparing time, because time is so important for us. And why don't Sapna, please come. So Sapna will translate for Chet while they're preparing, and then share short testimony. So, I think a mobile. What is it? I want to use that. Okay. It's okay. So, well done. So, it's a teamwork because I cannot work alone here. So it's a teamwork. We are together. So I didn't know. Also, I didn't prepare really much, but it's somehow the God really prepared this way, and I'm so happy. So we work as a team, and we are doing also the teamwork here. Thank you.
Jai Mashi and happy good morning. My name is Chet Dahal.
Jai Mashi, this is how we greet each other Christian fellows in Nepal. And his name is Chet Dahal.
Huncha ma Nepali ma nai apno gawai bane chu. Ma chai Malaysia aeko 2007 ma ho.
I came to Malaysia 2007.
अनि केही आर्थिक धन कमाउने योजना बनाएर आएको थिएँ.
So my motive was to earn lots of money to.
आएको हप्ता नै म FGA बाइन बाइन संगतिमा आउने मौका पाएँ साथीद्वारा.
So the first week when after arrived, the same week I was able to attend a church near Bayan Point.
तर त्यहाँ सबै नेपालीहरू थिए, तर उनीहरूले बोलेको शब्द चाहिँ मेरो जीवनमा पहिलो एकदम नयाँ शब्द थियो.
Yeah, I did not know anything about Christianity, and so I went to attend the church through a friend, and all the languages they were using was very strange to me.
Just
though they were speaking in Nepali, and they were Nepalese.
Hallelujah, amen.
Yeah, the word say hallelujah and amen. That was very strange to me.
त्यो दिन मलाई रातभरि निद्रा लागेन त्यो शब्दले.
Then I went home and that word was like, what is it? I didn't sleep. What actually that means, I didn't know.
त्यही क्रममा अनि मैले चाहिँ त्यो शब्द के होला कहाँ जाने होला बुझ्नलाई भन्ने चाहिँ मनमा एकदमै खुल्दुली भयो.
I really wanted to know the meaning of those words that they were speaking, and I was very curious to know what actually those words mean.
त्यस्तै क्रममा फेरि दोहोऱ्याएर त्यो ठाउँमा जाने इच्छा भएन ममा.
Okay, and then again, he didn't have the heart to go there again. He didn't have the heart.
मैले बुझ्नै नसकेको कुरा म कसरी जाउँ त्यहाँ अब जान्न भन्ने भयो.
So I thought like I couldn't understand their languages and what's the point going there? I felt that way.
किनकि म चाहिँ एउटा ब्राह्मण जातिमा हुर्केको परिवारमा हुर्केको चाहिँ हुँ.
And he says he comes from a Brahmin family, and Brahmin family is there is a caste hierarchy in Nepal, so it belongs to the priesthood family.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ हरेक कुराहरू खाने कुरा पनि शुद्ध अनि सङ्गत गर्ने साथीभाइहरू पनि त्यस्तै ठुलो जातिको त्यस्तो खालको चाहिँ उसमा म हुर्किए.
Okay, and when you say Brahmins in Nepal, so it means you practice holy practices, you try to eat food which is holy, and so called the high caste people, they call it, it's a caste hierarchy, and Brahmins are on the top, and I would mingle with those kind of people, so called high caste people.
त्यही क्रममा एक दिन छुट्टीको दिन म एउटा चौरमा बसिरहेको थिएँ साथीहरूसँग.
So in back in Malaysia, I was during one of the off day, I was just with the friends in very clean lawn somewhere.
अनि त्यहाँ एकजना नयाँ दिदी देखे जसको नाउँ चाहिँ काइन्डली दिदी भनेर पछि चिने मैले. उहाँले चाहिँ बोलाउनु भयो, उहाँले भ्यान लिएर आउनु भएको रहेछ बाटोबाट बोलाउनु भयो, तपाईँहरू नेपाली हुनुहुन्छ भनेर सोध्नु भयो.
And then there was all of a sudden one lady who I later got to know, well, her name was Kylie. She came on a van and she opened and just looked to us and she said, are you all Nepalese? Please come here. She just spoke Nepali.
अनि उहाँ नेपालीमा बोल्नु भएको थियो. अनि म छक्कै परेँ. त्यति बेला नेपाली दिदीबहिनीहरू खासै देखिने थियो मलेसियामा जब म आएको थिएँ 2007 मा.
So back in 2007 there was no Nepali ladies, and all of a sudden this lady comes and speak in Nepali and talk to us. I was really amazed.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो तपाईँलाई परमेश्वरले प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
And then she told me that God loves you in Nepali.
अनि हामी छक्कै पर्यौँ. मलाई एकदमै अनौठो कुरा लाग्यो उहाँको कुरा सुन्दाखेरि.
So I was amazed the way she talking and the contents of her conversation. It was very interesting to me.
उहाँ नेपाली पनि हुनुहुन्थेन र पनि नेपाली भाषामा कुरा गर्नुहुन्थ्यो, अनि जुन परमेश्वरको प्रेमको विषयमा उहाँले बोल्नुहुन्थ्यो एकदमै अनौठो कहिले नसुनेको विषयमा एकदम प्रेमिलो शब्द बोल्नुहुन्थ्यो.
And amazing, then she was not even a Nepali and she could speak in our language, and she could speak of love and some sort of God's love and all those really interest me, and I was really amazed by her.
Ani tespachi waha farkinu bho ani bhannu bho arko hafta feri ma aauchu tapai harulai bhetna ko lagi tapai haru taiyar bhayera basnu sai bhannu bhayo.
Then the moment when she was leaving, she told us that, oh, wait for me next week, I'll be coming and I will be meeting you. Please be there when I come.
अनि उहाँले बोल्नु भएको त्यो परमेश्वर प्रतिको शब्दहरू म हप्ताभरि नै त्यो कुरालाई कल्पना गर्दै गरे.
Then those words that she shared that day actually went through my mind again and again, and I was actually really thinking about those things that she shared.
अनि मैले जान्न चाहे वास्तवमा कसको पछि लाग्नु भएको छ उहाँ, किन यस्तो मिठो कुरा गर्नुहुन्छ, मैले कहिल्यै नसुनेको कुराहरू कहिल्यै नजानेको कुराहरू को रहेछ त हो उहाँ भनेर उहाँको पछि लाग्न थालेँ, उहाँको इच्छा अनुसार म चल्न थालेँ.
Then I was very curious to know about this lady, and I was wanted to know more that what actually made her this way, the way she is, and why she acts that way, how come she loves us this much. So I was very, very curious, and I wanted to know. And then after that, I started trying to get to know her and follow her likewise.
त्यसपछि साँच्चै म पापी रहेछु भन्ने मलाई अनुभव भयो, नत्र हिजोको दिनमा मेरो जाति अनुसार चाहिँ म एकदमै ठुलो अनि पवित्र जाति भन्न थान्थेँ.
And then I got to know that though I was made to believe that I belong to a high high caste. I belong to a priesthood family, and that made me pure. That was my intention. That was my mentality. That's what I was made to believe. But later, through her, I found out actually he could be one of the sinner too.
अनि एक दिनको कुरा हो जुन कुरा मैले खाएँ त्यो कुराले मलाई साथीले दोषी अनुभव त बाहुनको छोरा भएर पनि यस्तो कुरा खाइस् त पाप गरिस् तैँले भनेर मलाई साथीले भन्नुभयो मैले चाहिँ त्यो गोरुको मासु खाएको रहेछु मलाई थाहा थिएन
है सो एन्ड ईटिङ अ काउ अ बीफ इज अ भेरी सिनफुल टु हिन्दूज हु बिलीभ सो वान डे आई ह्यापन टु ईट द्याट एन्ड माई फ्रेन्ड से ओह यु बिकेम सो इम्प्योर हाउ क्यान यु कमिट सच अ बिग सिन यु ह्याभ eaten the beef. He didn't even want it to mention.
त्यति बेला मैले जनै लगाएर आएको थिएँ है अनि त्यो कुरा सुनेपछि म समुद्रमा गएँ त्यो जनैलाई खोलेर फालिदिएँ त्यहाँ नुहाएर आएपछि मैले एउटा बाइबल प्राप्त गरेँ मेरो कोठामा चाहिँ साथीले मलाई बाइबल छोडिदिनु भएको रहेछ त्यो मैले चाहिँ अनुभव गरेँ साथीले भन्नुभयो
Then I, you know, they have such one sort of like seven or round of very holy thread. They will wear it this way. Only the Brahmins are allowed to wear. That means you are holy, you kept your practices alive or things. So after that, I went to the sea and I dipped myself and I cut that and throw as a repentance that, oh, I have done this. That means he was still believing in this previous faith. Then he came back to his room and there he found a Bible.
अनि म धेरै खुसी भएँ साथै मैले त्यही वर्ष नै बप्तिस्मा पनि लिएँ र अनि परमेश्वरको निम्ति जिउँदैछु आजसम्म जति बेला मैले बप्तिस्मा लिएको थिएँ मलाई काइन्डली दिदीले एउटा वचनको पद दिनुभएको थियो यसैया 61 अध्यायको 1-3 पदसम्म त्यति भनेपछि मैले चाहिँ पाप गरेको छु अब यो लाउनु हुँदैन भन्ने चाहिँ मलाई भयो महसुस भयो
All right, okay. So he actually and came to the and point that actually all those things didn't mean much to him. So I have thrown it in a sea and now I want to become new. I want to accept the new belief. So he came and then he decided to follow Christ. Then the word, the Kylie Didi. Then I get baptized and Kylie Didi gave me this verse from Isaiah 61.
Verse 1-3.
And I really love that verses. Isaiah 61, verse 1-3.
अनि त्यसपछि आजको दिनसम्म त्यो वचन अनुसार जिउँदैछु र उहाँको प्रेम अझै पनि मलाई स्मरण छ उहाँ संसारमा हुनुहुन्न र पनि उहाँले दिनुभएको म माथि त्यो गर्नुभएको परमेश्वरको प्रेम चाहिँ अझै पनि स्मरण गरिरहन्छु
Yeah, after that I started walking following Jesus and I started walking in faith and though Sister Kylie is not today but the path that she showed to me I still follow and I'm really thankful that I got to meet her and through her I got to know Jesus
हुन्छ यति नै छ मेरो गवाय बाँकी जीवन फेरि प्रभुमा नै जिउने छु भन्ने आशा छ प्रार्थनामा सम्झिनु
थ्याङ्क यू प्रे फर हेभ मी एन्ड द्याट्स माई टेस्टिमनी
Hello. Hey. गाउनेले गाइदेऊ नाच्नेले नाचिदेऊ गाउनेले गाइदेऊ आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर हो आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर हो आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर हे कतियाए जीवनहरू अन्धकारमा भुलेर कतियाए वसन्तहरू कतियाए जीवनहरू अन्धकारमा भुलेर नाच्नेले नाचिदेऊ गाउनेले गाइदेऊ नाच्नेले नाचिदेऊ गाउनेले गाइदेऊ आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर हो आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर हो आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर हे जीवन यीशुमा आज तिमीले सुन्छौ भने उनी आउनेछ जीवनमा हाम्रो जीवन छोटो छ हो लामो जीवन यीशुमा आज तिमीले सुन्छौ भने उनी आउनेछ जीवनमा नाच्नेले नाचिदेऊ गाउनेले गाइदेऊ नाच्नेले नाचिदेऊ गाउनेले गाइदेऊ आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर हो आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर आउँदैन फेरि फर्केर हे
just heard the testimony that how a Brahmin, Hindu Brahmin from Nepal, accepted Jesus Christ in here in Penang through our kindly Didi. She's not here, but God really worked through her. So our church, Peribha Church has a DNA with our Nepali Sangati here. There is no doubt. So most of our leaders, they have accepted Jesus. through our fellowship here, through our ministry. And so Kylie has left a remark for us, the first church. And me personally, my family, she challenged us to come, I need you. You know, she's not here today. But God is here, and but God has also brought so many people here today to complete, to finish the Great Commission. So that's why we are rejoicing today. You know, Chet came to know Christ, and there are so many people like Chet here among the migrant workers, Nepalese. They need to hear the gospel, and there are so many other migrant workers are here also, different nations. So they need to know about Christ. So today, I just want to share a little bit. No, I don't have much time, but I want to share from the Luke chapter 25 to 35. I don't have much time, so you know that story. Let me tell you what happened. One day I was in Prai. The one of the leader, a leader, was hurt by somebody. I said, "What happened?" So he was on his way to work. So two motorbike guys came and beat him badly. And so took his mobile phone. And so then he couldn't defend because he's alone there. And so the guys were just smart. And so the motorbike and took him left. So but anyway, he was beaten and stolen. And so I said, "What happened?" Somebody took my, you know, somebody came and beat me, and so I'm suffering. So anyway, she said, "I forgave them." He's a believer, our leader. You know, same thing happened in this story. What story I'm going to read, you know, Good Samaritan. I may not read about that. So, 25 to 29. So here the Jesus is meeting with the expert, and this here, so asking questions. You know, the expert in the law stood up to test Jesus as a teacher. He asked, "What must I do to inherit the eternal life?" I think the eternal word "eternal life," that means never die. Eternal life means living forever. So talking about the expert, talking about the people who have so much understanding and knowledge, asking about eternal life. So the what it is written in the law, he replied, "How do you read it?" So Jesus is talking here. And the 27 answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." So I think this man actually testing Jesus. But Jesus answered, and so he couldn't talk anymore. But still this guy is so smart, he still wants to test Jesus Christ, Jesus. So the 28 verse talks about that you have answered correctly. Jesus replied, "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself to his ask Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" So the question is, who is my neighbor? So that this question can be yours today. This question can be mine. So sometimes struggle, you know. We don't really mingle with the neighbors because, I don't know, sometimes personality conflict, sometimes cultural, language, they're different. So I know one time it happens to me, my neighbor, middle of the night, husband left his wife. Now, wife was crying and she knocked our door, and we were sharing actually apartment there. Then what happened? Oh, my husband left. It was middle of the night. So what to do? I was so tired, I wanted to sleep. But this woman and come and knock the door, "Please help my wife, my husband left. In middle of the night." So what to do? So he's my neighbor. I must go and help. So anyway, I went and helped. I found his her husband. I brought him back. So what I can do, I can pray for him. I prayed for him. I love him. Anything he needs, I'm here. So sometimes it is hard to love your neighbors. Yeah? He says, that's what Jesus knew that. So love your neighbor. I think it's a hard thing, but he asked us to do it. But we can do it because he has given his love, agape love, powerful love. And so, the question is, have you ever wondered why the world is so cruel and why do we need care for the others like we should? You know, I don't know. Is it going in there? It's on. So next. Okay. So I may not go all because of timing. So we know that other is 30 verses 30 to 37. So So the talks about, so the Jesus is talking about here, in the reply Jesus said a man was going down to Jerusalem to Jericho. So this is the one that Jesus is telling this story to this person. And so as you read all this story, there's three types of people in the story. Yeah? There's a priest. So there's the Levites and there is the Samaritan there coming in the story. Sorry. There's an expert coming there. And the Jericho and this Jerusalem about 17 miles. That time, during that time, that area, a lot of thieves were there. But this person who was there, then the Jewish society, the social structure is the priest is so high, very center. And so you see the Samaritans, are the almost like a next to Gentile. So the very caste system, high and low there. Then here comes this man who was walking and the robbers comes, beat him very badly. Leave him like half dead. And so here the religious leaders, priest comes, just see, you know, don't see it here. And so then the Samaritan comes here, see this person. Others comes, they don't care. So then the Samaritan takes to the innkeeper. That means take to the hotel, somewhere to taking care of this sick person. Then the good thing is this Samaritan brought the bandage, you know. I don't know model. That time, I don't know they have a first kid or a first aid or not, but this is the bandage. And also they brought the oil here, you know. So cleaning like this. I was wondering, you know, this one, I was really praying, God, what is going to, what are you speaking to me through this, you know? God can speak to you too. And so I will tell you what God is speaking to me, this one, you know. So, this one is amazing things that, you know, just the covers, you know, when you caught, you know, the protects this one, yeah? This is the is a medicine, this one, you know. This is medicine, you know. Is it anointing? The even Bible says the oil, the anointing of the Lord. I think it represents the Holy Spirit. Oil is represent the Holy Spirit here. And so, I'm not sure what God would speak to you. I believe that God would speak to you. I don't know that time they had a acetamol or not. I don't know, you know. Actually, I carry with me. Sometimes people are so headache and something. I just, okay, I have this one. I pray for them, but I have also this. So the God can use both. So the who are these people? Okay. So there are three attitudes displayed here. The robbers was, you are in mine and I am going to take it. So the priests and Levites was, mine is mine and I am going to keep it. So they will keep, they don't want to give it. But Samaritans here, what's mine is yours, and I am going to share it. So, take it, keep it, and share it. Three things here, I think the three attitudes here. So, do we have these attitudes, people, in our community today? So, sometimes I have that attitude, you know, I found myself, I supposed to give, you know. I have this thing still, you know. Sometimes I don't use it. I say, finally, I have these things. So, now, sometimes, you know, I don't use, I give somebody. But flute I have, you know, the steel flute, my friend gave me in my birthday. I used to play a little bit. Then that really encouraged me. One day, I went and asked here, how much will cost this one? You know, price? 2,500 ringgit. I thought, I never knew the price because my friend bought for me. When he started, from that day, another leader, Bhishma, came with me. Wow, this is so expensive. I didn't use because I didn't know. And I said, this is given my friend. You know, from that day, I really value it. I'm using it. I'm not keeping it. I carry with me. So I use it. Sometimes we don't use it, you know, with things we have. So I think God wants us to share what the good Samaritan. So this is one of the Nepal village. You know, when you go to village in Nepal, when you go to their house, a Nepali culture, one of the best thing is to they share their best things. When you are a guest, you are a, you know, visitor there, they will give you the best. Even they are financially poor, but whatever they have, the best thing in their house, they will give it to you. So I'm saying, our Nepali brothers and sisters here in our community, every hostel, if you can, please do that. Keep our culture alive. It's a giving culture, you know, sharing culture. So I think that really touches their hearts. Recently, we baptized also other people group, not Nepali group, because our brothers and sisters share the gospel. Came to know the Christ here. So, yeah, we have privilege to baptize other people also. So that way, our neighbors are right here among the Nepalese. Not only Nepalese, we have Vietnamese, we have Bengali, we have from Ceylon. And they come to our Nepali Sangati, Ceylonese brother, sisters there in Sonai Patani. So, let me share. A true national builder, the William Carey. So, a book called Transformation, written by Lauren Cunningham, taken some of his words there. So, this William Carey came to India in 1793, you know. And so, he's European. So, he knew only English one, not like Malaysia, you know. We have so many languages here. We speak at least three languages here. So, Nepali, at least we are three also, Nepal also. So, even sometime four or five. So, only knew one language. But when he came to India, he's a self-taught, he was a pastor, he was a shoemaker, this man. He didn't say, I'm holy people. He served the Bengali people. Even said he translated our Nepali New Testament. So he knew 40 languages. And so it was not easy for him. his wife died, his child died, but what God told him, be there in the community. He gave his life. He gave his life and started university there. So the seven spheres, I think he changed the spheres in India: family, religion, education, arts, public communication, economy, and government. The caste system remains in the place. It's still the same. Caste system is still the same. You know, it's not easy to remove it right now. I think the God's time is coming. The India, a lot of people have come to Christ now. One of the fastest growing churches in the world right now in India. So, I really honor this man. He really loved the neighbors. It was not easy for him. I think what God has called him, he gave his time. He gave his talent. Self-taught person, so he learned himself. He didn't go to college. But he loved the Bengali people. Through Bengali people, several. So I used to go, actually when I was there, I used to go to one Carey Baptist Church. Seven languages. Fellowship, there's seven fellowship one time. So I used to go to Nepali fellowship, Carey Baptist Church there. So I was like, wow. William Carey not there, but you know, what he has shown and what he had done still remain there. Amazing. So, I think loving neighbors is not easy, but when God speaks to you, you know, I think we have to do it. We have to do it. And so some conclusion I got here. So the biblical love transcends the boundaries of the geography, race, religion, socio-economic status, and the even. So convenience. We must love all men equally and well. But it's very hard. You know, even sometimes in the church, very hard to greet, you know. I found very hard sometimes to greet. Sometimes we are busy, and sometimes we don't want to do what to do, what to speak. So, I think we have to do it, because we need to greet, because Jesus greets us every day. Hallelujah. Our God greets us. When I was Hindu, I used to always greet Hindu God, but the Hindu God never greet me. I was angry sometimes. Me believing 33 million gods and goddesses, I go always every morning. I was the youngest in my family. Then I used to greet. But how come this God doesn't greet me? Didn't greet so many gods and goddesses. Always give me. So I gave so much. One day I say, I stop. I don't want to do anymore. And my father said, no, you are the youngest son. You have to do it. All the ritual work, you have to do it. You are the youngest son. But I say, Father, I don't do it anymore. Because I gave so much, but this gods and goddesses don't give anything. So I found Christ. Hallelujah. Christ, I have received many, many things. In Christ, even I found my wife. Yeah. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's not easy to find a wife, especially a Christian in Nepal. That my time, it was very hard, but I didn't know that. But God had planned, so God gave me everything. You know, somebody says, if you love your wife, if your wife is happy, whole world is happy. I don't know, but I add a little bit more. Yes. If you love your wife and you're happy, whole world is happy. If you love Jesus, you know, if Jesus loves us, you know, heaven and earth will be happy. Hallelujah. I think loving God, because our God is loving God, He loves us so much that His love we can extend no matter what. Culture, caste, races cannot stop his love. You know, we are his bridge. When you go to Nepal, especially when you go to the remote areas, most places is a bridge there, you have to cross it. And not easy. But when you pass it, one area, one village to another village, wow. Sometimes I walk 3 days, you know, cross this bridge. If that bridge is not there, I have to go another side 3 days to go to another area. You know, other religions will do this, you know, all the way taking here and there. But God is making us to be his bridge to the community. You know, this Mahaworks is as a, this is a bridge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Alvin and other leaders, to have a heart for the community. I love community. And so that's what the Jesus is talking about this from this message. God is speaking to me. That one. My neighbor is anyone with real needs for which God has given me the resources in meet the needs. So, the question is, how is your neighbor today? Your neighbor can be your wife. You know, Lady and I used to talk, are you okay? Lady, I says, she's okay. If she's not okay, I don't want to go to minister. I don't want to go to priest. I say, if you're not happy, I don't want to go. If my sinners are not happy, I don't go. Because I'm not fulfilling the what Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. So, what is your neighbor today? Are they suffering? Are they sick? So, we are called to extend our love to our neighbors. It's very simple, but hard also. So, love means moving forward others. It is not convenient. Sometimes it is not easy. So, the love, we need to also act, you know. Oh, sorry. We need to act. So we have action. Love means we have to have some action. So last, I just want to share the what we believe. You know, the Buddhist, the four main religions in the world today is the Buddhist. They believe the salvation is by self-effort only. So you have to earn salvation by yourself. The Buddhist people who they believe, and so Hindu believe that they achieve salvation by good works, devotion, and self-control. And so the Muslim believe that the people earn their own salvation, pray for their own sins. The Christians believe that Jesus Christ died for their sins. If people turn their sins, follow Jesus, they can be forgiven and hope for being with Jesus in heaven. The expert asked Jesus, you know, how can I assure the eternal life? So the eternal life is only given by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, first we need to love our God, whatever we have. You know, whatever you have, you know, I have to love Jesus Christ. So, I'm growing that area. Because I never went to Sunday school. Because when I was a Christian, I was 20 years already. So, I never went to Sunday school. I didn't learn much story from the Bible. But I learned. Anyway, I'm learning. I'm like a child now. Sometimes I go, Lady, can you tell me Lady's story? Lady is very good for the Bible story. But this story is very simple, I tell you. But when you want to put into practice, it can be hard. It can be challenging. Loving neighbor as yourself is not easy. Even a husband and wife sometimes not easy. You know, sometimes something happened, don't understand. So we men, we very fast and we don't think and we decide very quickly. But sometimes women need more time. So when you come home, sometimes not happy, you know. Why 6 o'clock face? So, because sometimes we don't give attention. I think we need to really listen. The caring, loving means we need to really listen what is going on to my neighbors. You know. So, I'm very grateful to be a believer, especially. I'm not talking about the position, but just to be a believer. So, when 1987, I think, when I met our pastor SS in Thailand, it was a little place. We used to meet together, Waibamar, a lot of Waibamars there. I used to come there because I want to receive, I want to learn who is the Moses, you know, who was the Joshua. I didn't know much about it. So I learned there how Joseph, Moses, you know, led the people, you know, how the Joshua, you know, took the land. So I didn't know much about Bible. I came, but I met such a man and woman of God. I think the loving God is always challenging, but we can do it. Hallelujah. So, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. Dear friends, I just want to make this last, that God is calling us to be a bridge, you know, so the people can cross to another place. Our job is to be their way. So God is calling us to be His ladder, so the people can walk up. So God wants us to be a wall sometime. So wall for evil. We have to be a wall for evil. So I don't know what God's calling you, because our good God loves us so much. As the God loves this, as the demonstrated by the Samaritans, you know, the man who was low caste, you know, who the Jews people put them really down. But God, this person really worked. Today, I think we need to be like that, because the world is getting colder. We are called to bring the warm love of God. Otherwise, world will be getting colder, 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 worse. But Jesus wants to be, this world be better, better, better. You know, that's why we represent Him. So let's worship God, because our God is so good. Let us worship Him. I believe that Fediba Church will continue to serve the community as we did, we've been doing. And so we will do again. And so I'm so excited what God has for Fediba Church, our community, our believers. We will be the bridge for the people. We will be the wall for the evil. And we will be the ladder, people who cannot go up. So I believe that God is speaking to you and me today, that maybe He will speak to you for the expanding the kingdom of God. So thank you very much for giving us this time. I want to pray for you. Can we stand? And so, Father God, we thank you and praise you for today. You have called us to love God and to love others. But sometimes it is difficult. It is hard. But you have called us to be a committed believer, Lord God. So not for contract, Father, for a few years, but you have called us to forever. Lord, thank you for the Fediba Church family. You have called us to love you, love our neighbor, Father, as we love you, Lord God. We pray that God extend our heart, Lord God. Extend our mind Father God, so that we can be breathed, someone who cannot walk, so we can be a wall that evil cannot come in. Lord, we can be a ladder so people can go up, Father God. We just thank you for that, Lord God. So if you have any struggling and frustration, Lord, Lord will say to us that you just ask the Lord, what is that? Why can't you love your neighbors? Why can't you love your community? So the God would have the answer for you today. Thank you, Lord, for giving us one second. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
I want to thank Kishore for sharing the word with us. Please have a seat. Yeah, I